For it came to pass in the commencement of the first year of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, my father Lehi having dwelt at Jerusalem in all his days. And in that same year there came many prophets, prophesying unto the people that they must repent, or the great city Jerusalem must be destroyed. Hey listeners, this is Nick from Scripture Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, why did Lehi live in Jerusalem? In the opening verses of the Book of Mormon, Nephi introduces his father Lehi, a prophet who dwelt at Jerusalem in all his days. Later, readers learn that Lehi was a descendant of Joseph through Manasseh, as was Laban, who kept the record of the Jews on the brass plates. Some evidence also indicates that the lost manuscript identified Ishmael as a descendant of Joseph through Ephraim. Since Jerusalem was the capital of the southern kingdom of Judah, it might seem unusual that nearly all the residents of Jerusalem named in these opening accounts are from one of the lost northern tribes of Israel. In the 1830s, a critic of the Book of Mormon regarded this as a foolish blunder that exposed its authors as ignorant fellows. In recent decades, however, archaeological evidence has convinced most scholars that many residents of Jerusalem, perhaps even a majority of them in the 7th century BC, were descendants of refugees from northern Israel. Archaeological excavations in and around Jerusalem indicate that the population of the city and surrounding region surged in the late 8th century BC, and that the walls were expanded to accommodate this rapid population growth. According to Margaret Steiner, Jerusalem had become what geographers call a primate city, a city that not only surpasses all other settlements in size, but where all economic, political, and social power is concentrated as well. While the reasons for this population growth were complex and multifaceted, northern Israelite refugees coming into the area around Jerusalem were likely a major contributing factor. Archaeologist Yigal Shiloh noted, "It seemed that refugees flocked to Jerusalem from Samaria and the surrounding countryside, which was conquered by the Assyrians in 722 BCE. The full extent of Jerusalem's population growth at this time and how much of it was due to an influx of northern Israelite refugees remains topics of ongoing inquiry and some debate among archaeologists, historians, and biblical scholars. Yet, while a complex array of conditions no doubt contributed to the observed urban growth of Jerusalem, most scholars agree that in the aftermath of the Assyrian campaign, some of the inhabitants of the Kingdom of Israel and the Sephelah region immigrated to the Kingdom of Judah. One estimate suggests as much as 53% of Jerusalem's population may have been of northern Israelite origin after 720 BC. At least some of these northerners were elites and craftsmen who could read and write and may have even brought records with them. Both written texts and oral traditions were probably brought to Judah by Israelite refugees after the fall of Israel, according to Israelite archaeologist Israel Finkelstein. Biblical scholar William Schneidwin has noted, "A disproportionate number of refugees would have been the social and cultural elites, nobles, government officials, scribes, craftsmen, temple priests, who could be put to work in the burgeoning government bureaucracy." Excavations in the main region where these figures initially resettled reveal that by the 7th century BC, it had become a wealthy neighborhood, and the discovery of numerous seals from the same time period suggests that descendants of these refugees were indeed integrated into the upper echelons of Judahite society and government. King Hezekiah in Jerusalem may have even chosen the name Manasseh for his son as a way to build unity with the people of northern descent. This growing body of archaeological evidence creates a picture remarkably consistent with the opening scenes of the Book of Mormon, in which readers met Lehi, a descendant of Joseph from the tribe of Manasseh, and one who had gold, silver, and many precious things in the land of his inheritance, and who also may have been a skilled craftsman. A few chapters later, readers are introduced to Laban, Lehi's kinsman from the lineage of Joseph, who may have been the commander of the fortress in Jerusalem, and whose fathers had kept the records on the plates of brass. All this also provides contextual details that explain why Lehi's family, as descendants of Joseph, lived in Jerusalem at the end of the 7th century BC. Latter-day Saint archaeologist Jeffrey R. Chadwick summarized, "Since his tribal heritage was Manasseh, but he had dwelt at Jerusalem in all his days, Lehi was probably a descendant of Manassite refugees who had fled south to Judah with others of the northern kingdom when the Assyrians attacked, destroyed, and deported Israel in 724 to 722 BC. Chadwick further notes that if Lehi's ancestors had settled outside of Jerusalem or elsewhere in the lands of Judah, they likely would have been caught up in the destruction and deportation of Judah by the Assyrian army in 701 BC. But around 705 BC, Hezekiah had expanded Jerusalem's walls and fortifications to include the area settled by the northern refugees, thereby ensuring they were protected when the Assyrians invaded. Protected by Jerusalem's new wall, Lehi's great-grandparents and their fellow Jerusalemites were not deported by the Assyrians in Sennacherib's 701 BC attack on Judah. While the rest of Judah was thoroughly destroyed, Lehi's ancestors were spared to live on, resulting in Lehi's eventual birth in Jerusalem. The presence of these refugees is only hinted at in the Bible. The full picture and the understanding of how closely it all accords with the details in the opening chapters of the Book of Mormon have only come to light within the last 40 years, much too late for Joseph Smith or any other writer in the 1820s to draw upon in creating a plausible historical narrative coming out of Jerusalem around 600 BC. Being aware of this background not only strengthens the historical plausibility of the opening account of Lehi and his family, but also deepens our appreciation for the providential guidance that led Lehi's ancestors and other northern refugees to Jerusalem. Hezekiah's inspired preparations and leadership at the time of the Assyrian assault and the Lord's divine protection of Jerusalem in 701 BC. Without these events, the inspired Book of Mormon record may not exist today, since they enabled Lehi's ancestors to survive and thus led to the eventual birth of Lehi, the instigator and first prophet of the Book of Mormon. Ironically, only a few generations later, the same divine hand that had led Lehi's forebearers to the safety of Jerusalem's walls then led Lehi to safety away from Jerusalem, thereby allowing him to survive the invasion of the Babylonian army and establish a righteous branch of Israel in a new land of promise. Thus, the legacy of these faithful descendants of Joseph, preserved through the providential migrations, still speaks today throughout the world by means of the Book of Mormon. Thank you for listening to this presentation from Scripture Central. For more information, please visit scripturecentral.org.